This talk, this is dictating on Michael Welch, W-E-L-C-H, W-E-L-C-H, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, date of birth is 12/31/56, date of visit 5/25/22. Please make copy for Sandra Buchanan, M-D, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of pneumonia and CHF. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has a history of multiple medical problems, including history of CHF, cardiomyopathy, pulmonary hypertension, end-stage renal disease, on dialysis, hypertension, and ANCA vasculitis, was recently hospitalized with a bout of pneumonia, period. The patient is continuously on oxygen at 3 liters and has had pleural effusions requiring thoracentesis on the left, and was discharged from the hospital a week ago, and has been on O2 at 3 liters and complaints of orthopnea, dyspnea, and leg edema. The patient also has pulmonary hypertension, and it was followed by a pulmonologist at Orlando. Period. He denies any chest pains, and he has a cough with wheezing but does not bring up much sputum. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for hypertension and ANCA vasculitis, history of patellar fracture, history of fractures of both legs following an accident, and a past history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. He also has had sepsis with pneumonia, anemia of chronic disease, cardiomyopathy, and surgery also includes right inguinal hernia repair, tonsillectomy, and history of AV fistula placement, and history for lower extremity surgery following an accident, and shoulder replacement on the right. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and quit in 95. Minimal alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of pneumonia, mother had COPD. Next paragraph, system reviews. Patient had weight loss, fatigue, leg edema. Yes, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has some hoarseness and has urinary frequency, has hay fever, wheezing, coughing spells, has nausea, epigastric distress, and constipation, has leg and calf muscle pains, palpitations, has anxiety with depression, has joint pains and muscle aches, has headaches, numbness of the extremities, no blackouts, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included nifedipine 60 milligrams BID, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, sildenafil 25 milligrams daily, Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff a day, acetylopram 5 milligrams daily, valsartan 40 milligrams BID, clonidine 0.2 milligrams TID, Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID, Lasix 40 milligrams a day. Next, for a physical exam, this elderly, averagely built male, destinic facies, plethoric, has mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy, his blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse is 72, respirations 20, temps 97.8, and weight is 222. Saturation 90 on 3 liters O2. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple with mild venous distension while sitting upright. No lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered visas in the upper lung fields with few bivasal crackles. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, someone has to with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, with the liver edge, two finger breasts below the right costal margin. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema 1 plus, varicose veins, and decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and pigmented. Next paragraph, impression number one. There's a CHF with the bilateral pool effusions. Number two is recent history of pneumonia resolved. Number three is congestive heart failure. Number three is COPD. Number four is hypertension. Number five is ANCA vasculitis. Number six is end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Number seven is multiple extremity fractures. History of multiple extremity fractures. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been placed on O2 at 3 liters nasal cannula. He will continue Trelegy Ellipta 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Pulmonary function study was ordered with lung volumes. Ultrasound of the chest was ordered to evaluate pleural effusions and thoracentesis to be planned. Continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and O2 at 3 liters continuously. The patient may be a candidate for a sleep study and possibly get a BiPAP set up at home. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Thank you.